weekly news in review. Yes, it's Bennett reading from Harper's.org's weekly news in review for the for this week here on Kill Radio. It's Thanksgiving Day, the 24th of November, 2005. This was posted on November 22nd, Tuesday, by Paul Ford on the Harper's.org website. I haven't looked at the weekly news in a while. This is for the brief return of the Impressionistic News Hour, of course. So Paul Ford posted this, and this concerns the news of the past week. Of course, November 22nd was the 42nd anniversary of John Kennedy's assassination. The photo that comes, the White House photo that comes with the news is Bush in Mongolia, surrounded by beaming Mongolians with great big smiles, and GW just seems to fit right in there. Our happy man. And the news is not quite so happy, of course, because it never is. At least 162 people were killed in violence in Iraq, where 173 malnourished Sunni Arab prisoners, many of whom had been severely tortured, were found in the basement of an Iraqi Interior Ministry compound. "You know what happens in prison," explained the Interior Ministry's Undersecretary for Security. "Their skins," said one witness, "got stuck to the floor." Two Iraqi businessmen, not terrorists, but businessmen, accused U.S. troops of caging them with lions in 2003. The men were also severely beaten after they were not able to tell army interrogators where to find Saddam Hussein or weapons of mass destruction. "I thought he was joking, so I laughed," said one of the businessmen. "He just hit me." In Basra, two British-trained policemen had tortured at least two civilians to death with electric drills. After repeated denials, the Pentagon finally admitted to using white phosphorus during the 2004 attack on Fallujah. "It is an incendiary weapon," explained a spokesman. Representative John Murtha, a Democrat from Pennsylvania, called for the halt of United States troop deployments to Iraq. Duncan Hunter, a Republican from California, seeking to cut off debate over Murtha's statements, countered by proposing a measure that required the U.S. that U.S. troops be brought home immediately. In other words, in order to cut off the idea that there be a reasonable attempt to bring the American troops back home, a Republican stepped up and said, "We should bring them home immediately," in order to make the Democrats look bad. That's what a Republican did. It was an amazing moment. Gene Schmidt, a Republican freshman from Ohio, meaning it was her first term, addressed Murtha, a decorated 37-year veteran and a former Marine colonel who was definitely a hawk supporting the invasion of Iraq. She addressed Murtha by quoting a Marine Corps reserve officer who told her that cowards cut and run. She was booed, as she deserved to be. "You guys are pathetic," said Marty Meehan, a Democrat from Massachusetts. Harold Ford, a Democrat from Tennessee, ran across the House chamber's center aisle to the Republican side. "Say Murtha's name," he shouted. Schmidt asked that her comments be struck from the record, but too late. They were already on television. And Hunter's resolution was rejected 403-3, with Murtha among those voting against it. The House approved a $50 billion budget cut that will increase Medicaid fees, affects me personally, and reduce funding for student loans and food stamps. And Congress voted itself a $3,100 annual pay raise So the poor people have food taken away from them and help taken away from them, but the Congress people are giving themselves more money. The Pentagon revealed that since September 11th, 2001, it has detained more than 80,000 prisoners at facilities around the world. And UN human rights experts decided not to visit Guantanamo Bay because the United States refused to allow them full access to detainees. Remember, I mean, on the very simplest level, the reason that the U.S. is putting prisoners in Guantanamo is because even though it's a U.S. territory on Cuba, it is not the United States, so they don't have to follow constitutional rules. They don't have to give anybody any rights there. This administration is the worst for human rights in the history of this country. Just the worst, absolutely the worst. A CIA official revealed that the agency's annual budget, which is classified, is $44 billion. That's classified. I just reported classified information. The Justice Department was considering an investigation into how the Halliburton Company was secretly awarded non-competitive multi-billion dollar contracts for oil field repairs in Iraq. Gee, I bet I could answer that. I bet I know how that happened. And I'm not classified. A White House document showed that executives from large oil firms met with, oh, look at this, Vice President Dick Cheney. Fuck off, Mr. Cheney. Dick Cheney's Energy Task Force in 2001. The document was released a week after representatives from those firms testified before a Senate committee that they had not met with the task force. Washington Post journalist admitted that a senior administration official had revealed the identity of Valerie Wilson to him 1 month before administration officials revealed Wilson's identity to anyone else. That official is apparently neither Scooter Libby nor Karl Rove. Condoleezza Rice, of course, denied any involvement. Patrick Fitzgerald announced that he would call a new grand jury to investigate the Valerie Wilson case. Bill Clinton referred to the Iraq War as a big mistake. We never sent enough troops, he said. Daniel Ellsberg, who leaked the Pentagon Papers to the New York Times in 1971, said that history was repeating itself. What did they say? What do those old signs say about that's all it'll do until you learn something? The German intelligence officials who interrogated Curveball, an Iraqi who provided false intelligence that the Bush administration used to justify the war in Iraq, said that they had repeatedly warned the United States that Curveball, who may have been lying in order to obtain a German visa, could not be trusted. Mein Gott, said an intelligence official. We had always told them it was not proven. Ahmad Chalabi met with Dick Cheney and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld in Washington, D.C. I lost my place here. In Australia, a 10-year attempt to create pest-resistant peas was canceled after it was found that the peas cause lung damage in mice. Let's have a cigarette. A Swedish study linked oral sex to mouth cancer. Huh? I thought that wasn't even sex. A Florida woman was run over by 10 different cars while attempting to walk across a highway. Police marked parts of her body with traffic cones. It's crazy out here, said a trooper, to try to cross the median. The United Kingdom was building a database that will track the movements of every vehicle on its roads. Supreme Court fascist nominee Samuel Alito attempted to distance himself from his statement The Constitution does not protect a right to an abortion, which he wrote in an application for a job in the Reagan administration. It was a political job, he clarified, and that was 1985. A congressional investigation determined that the FDA decided to bar over-the-counter sales of the morning-after pill before a scientific review of the pill was completed. Eight possibly pregnant South African Boer goats were missing in Lincoln, Nebraska. One Milwaukee, Wisconsin man was in trouble for drunken ice cream truck driving, while another was in trouble for severely beating his girlfriend with a cactus. Peter Drucker, who died, and Prince Albert ascended to the throne of Monaco. And I guess he was in a can, too, right? The Night Safari Zoo was preparing to open in Thailand. Its buffet will feature tiger, lion, elephant, and giraffe. In Georgia, a 37-year-old woman married a 15-year-old boy, and the Kansas Board of Education has redefined science so that it is no longer limited to the search of natural explanations for phenomena. The Vatican announced that intelligent design was not science and did not belong in classrooms. God bless the Vatican. Jesus. President George W. Bush visited China, and what did he do there? He went to church. China announced that it will vaccinate 14 billion poultry against bird flu. Happy Thanksgiving. We eat turkey on Thanksgiving for you non-U.S. people. Bodies were still being found in New Orleans. That amazes me. That just disgusts and amazes me. The Senate refused to consider a Democratic resolution to honor Bruce Springsteen. At a convention center in Leeuwarden, Netherlands, a sparrow flew in through an open window and knocked over 23,000 dominoes. The sparrow cowered in a corner until it was shot and killed. Scientists found the gene that regulates fear in mice and created mice that are not afraid. Wow. In Khatsagar, India, a three-day-old baby died from an infection when her... Oh, my God. A three-day-old baby died from an infection when her parents were unable to afford surgery. The baby had been born with her heart in her hand. Imagine that. So, see, it's still whacked out there. This has been the weekly news and review from Kill Radio.